On the surface, OpenAI's code read, Anthropic buying a runtime, and a flurry of agent tools look unrelated. They rhyme. My read. The center of gravity is shifting from raw model power to control of the stack and velocity of shipping. Hey friend, it's Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. The theme today is blunt, defensive acceleration. In AI, speed is policy. OpenAI has pulled a code red to close the gap with Google's newest Gemini. Internal projects paused, focus shifted to ChatGPT polish and a new reasoning push. Through the founder's lens, expect faster feature swings, tighter evals, and volatility in pricing and limits. If your product depends on a single provider, this is your stress test. Build an abstraction layer, keep a shadow config for failover, and pin key prompts to versioned evals. Chasing benchmarks can be a trap. Winning users requires uptime, latency, and predictable bills. While OpenAI sprints horizontally, Anthropic is tightening vertically. They're buying Bun, a fast JavaScript runtime to supercharge Claude code. Using our framework here, the signal. Anthropic wants end-to-end control of the developer loop from model to runtime to shave milliseconds and costs. The noise. Glossy talk about coding copilots. The real action is at the runtime, not the UI. The second-order effect. Enterprise buyers will favor stacks where the vendor can guarantee latency, memory use, and policy compliance because they own more of the pipe. For your roadmap, if you sell to developers, decide what you must own versus rent. Owning even one layer, runtime, vector store, or orchestration, can become a defensible moat. Versal deployed an AI agent costing $1,000 a year to replace a $1 million SDR team. That's from a Reddit summary. Cute headline, even cuter accounting. But the unit economics are marching in that direction, and procurement teams have noticed. Because enterprise rollouts demand control, the tooling layer is crystallizing. LangChain's agent builder makes creation a commodity, which shifts advantage to deployment, routing, and distribution. Writer's supervision suite tackles the blockers that kill deals, approval workflows, cost visibility, and audit trails. For buyers, this lowers the risk of greenlighting agents in production. At the other end of the cost curve, open models are squeezing margins. Mistral is prepping a giant open release, daring closed vendors to justify API premiums. DeepSeek's latest MAT model delivers strong accuracy at a fraction of the price. The second order effect, hybrids win, closed models for safety critical parts, open models for bulk inference and offline jobs. Stand up a dual-track stack and route by task, not by brand. Autonomy keeps inching forward. Amazon's new coding agent targets multi-day tasks, a direct shot at Copilot's comfort zone. If it proves reliable, the buyer conversation moves from assist to assign. Have a tip or a story we should cover? Send it our way. Today's theme was defensive acceleration. Own the stack you depend on and ship faster than the benchmark cycle. The question I'm watching, which single layer of your AI stack will you bring in-house in 2026 and what will you cut to fund it? I'm Ting Yan and this is Chain of Thought. See you tomorrow.